Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, this is a Jazzy Fizzle.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
I'm sure her man was automatic yesterday, Russell Wilson.
This is how Russell Wilson, he always 1-2 steps into the house after victory. Always.
Hey,
Sierra. We just won. Hey, Seattle. You know what's weird? I love the Seattle Seahawks uniforms. I love that lime electric.
I like
the Xbox uniforms.
I like them.
But I cannot stay. Maybe this is just a bias because I hate this franchise. Have you seen these Mavericks uniforms?
Oh, yeah, the Ninja Turtle ones.
I can't stand them. They are all you have the most exciting young player in basketball. You can't have that as your uniform. You need to dump those. It is the opposite of Vice uniforms. This is what annoys the hell out of me, of them getting Nowitzki Way out of the way in like 3 weeks instead of Dwayne Wade Boulevard, because they are the lamest organization, the Dallas Mavericks. And for the idea that you're the Heat, you have the coolest uniforms, you have the best city edition jerseys going. And that's what they got, those stupid Ninja Turtle uniforms with the lime green graffiti logo. It's just putrid. But it's basically the same color scheme. But for whatever reason, Seattle makes it work and Dallas doesn't. Dallas, it looks awful. But yeah, he's definitely swaggering in there yesterday as far as it's going. You can text the show at 67974. They are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. So a texter writes in, so word on the street as of 6 p.m. last night from the same guy that reported Martell and Diaz coming to Miami before anyone else. He is saying Enos is fired. Hasn't been announced. Now, listen, Robbie, I don't know how much you want to buy into these bro reports.
Listen.
All right, I don't know. This is from somebody that is called Canes _ Insider. All right. He's got a Butch Davis avatar.
So is that the equivalent to a wink? Wink, wink?
I don't
insider?
Know. I don't know.
That little underscore?
This is his report. Enos has been fired. Just got confirmation. He's got 300 followers on Twitter.
300?
And his and people are like, he goes, people are saying, well, he's the one that had the scoop on Tate Martell and Manny Diaz. I was like, well, did he? I don't know. I don't have the facts on this. He also tweeted out 18 hours ago, Manny Diaz is a loser. So I don't know what his journalistic credibility is. But you never know. Let me tell you something with when it comes to Twitter reports, all right? I believe NBA ones the most, and I believe college football ones the least. Yeah. College football reporting is the shoddy. Everybody thought Mike Leach was the Ole Miss coach. People believe that. It got thousands of retweets. People thinking Mike Leach took over at Ole Miss. Completely fake. Completely fake.
Took over at Ole Miss.
Wait, as the head coach.
Isn't he coaching at Washington State?
Yes.
But Ole Miss is a vacancy now.
Yeah. Apparently there's a big mutiny at Ole Miss. Everybody's getting
well,
ready.
The Washington State coach stepped
Washington State.
Down. Yeah.
They already hired their next coach.
Do you guys not recall when John Gruden was
the
Miami Hurricanes head coach?
Yeah.
That was birthed on Twitter. Everybody. That was the first thing locally I remember on Twitter people going crazy about. There were two things. I remember the reason I joined Twitter was, one, Michael Beasley's father was on Twitter on the early goings. Him and Stephen A. Smith were going back and forth about Michael Beasley's situation with the Heat. I was like, I guess I got to get on this Twitter. This was back in 09. But the next one was the John Gruden Hurricanes coaching carousel. It was like the rumors were hot and heavy. Canesport.com reporting $4.99, all the details here. John Gruden, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes.
You know why that's impossible? Because with most coaches like that, soon as they come down to start talking money, the conversation ends. So it's not possible. He's not going to work for – he just got $10 million a year. What on earth could Miami have offered him to get him out of that booth?
No idea.
Right. No, exactly.
We had a couple months ago, Bob Stoops is going to be the next Florida State coach.
Right. 100%. Yep. Somebody on Twitter, Bob Stoops, Knowles coach, lock it up. Still with the XFL. Like, there is no shoddier reporting on social media like college football reporting. So, Do I believe Kane's underscore insider? No. I think he's trolling all of you.
No, here's
now, you. Now, would I be upset if Danny Nuss got fired? No.
You think it's on him?
I'm not saying it's on him, but would I be upset if he got fired and they went some new direction? No. I feel like doesn't it feel like after this year something has to be done, Leroy? Some shakeup. Something.
But here's the problem. The catalyst for all of this is the head coach. It's not all the other coaches.
I know.
So if you fire anybody, you understand what I'm saying? Wait, well, why do we have swag? It's not because of Dan Enos. It's because of your head coach.
No, Dan Enos does not involve swag.
Right.
He's, what is he, Michigan State?
Yeah.
Who has less swag than Michigan State?
Right.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is
not swag. But you understand what I'm saying? Like, I would, as a fan, I am more insulted when you fire somebody just to fire them when we all know why this team is the way they are, okay? The players run their mouth because the coach runs his mouth, okay?
The big reason I left was that the president at the time and the administration, I was putting my heart and soul into the program, and they were not putting their heart and soul into Dan Enos.
Jesus Christ. You know what? No, Leroy, it's all of them. They're all just.
Okay, but they're not the one, like.
But you're right, listen.
I'm not, okay, the person that I'm most annoyed with in all of this, I don't want fired, and that's Dan Enos. Because, again, I do believe there's some learning, some things that he has to learn with how to handle himself, how to handle situations and whatever, and I am going to give him an opportunity to learn those things.
Right.
But the things that have annoyed you the most with this Canes team, including the losses, right, has been the things that have come out of Manny Diaz's mouth. Not anything that they've done offensively, not anything that they've done defensively, although if you want to know why the team isn't as good or better than they are last year, the defense has been worse. So go from there. Start there.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Since we're on the subject, the Miami Herald yesterday via the Tallahassee Democrats said that the Florida State coaching search, it's nearing its end, and they should have a decision on a new head coach within this week. And here are some of the names that Florida State, they're in the, like, the final grouping for who's going to be the next Florida State head coach.
Okay.
Iowa State's Matt Campbell, Penn State's James Franklin, Notre Dame's Brian Kelly, and Memphis's Mike Norvell.
Now,
Mike
Norvell, two of those are lies.
You leave Penn State for Florida State?
No, that's my point. You leave Notre Dame for Penn State for Florida State?
No.
Are you kidding me? So some of those don't even make sense. They don't even make sense. Like, you're not leaving Penn State to go to Florida State. You're not.
Yeah, that seems like an old Rays grab.
Or a coach would do it for this reason.
Easier.
You have more of a chance to be in prominence being in the ACC.
I mean, you do got to go through Clemson, but yeah, with Penn State, it does have to go through Ohio State. So
and Michigan, and hell, did they lose to
Minnesota?
Minnesota.
ACC is an interesting spot right now, though, because and Dabo Sweeney was making this point, like, their conference is in such a weak spot right now
that they can't get any love in the polls.
They can't lose. Like, right. I think if Ohio State lost in the conference championship, they're probably still making the playoffs.
No, they're still in.
Yeah, well, Clemson probably can't do that. They lose to Virginia.
No, they're done. They're done.
Right. Well, because here, let's think of it this way, because of what you think of the conferences, which I agree, the ACC is the weakest of all the conferences.
Oh, it's been trash.
Okay. If Clemson loses to Virginia, how bad does that look? But if Ohio State loses to Wisconsin, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Georgia losing, if Georgia were to lose to LSU or LSU were to lose to Georgia, if LSU lose to Georgia, they're still in it.
But I thought he made a fair point where he's like, we really got to be 30-0 to have a chance to defend the championship.
No, he's right. He's right. It sounds like complaining because a lot of times this time of year, coaches are,
yeah, well,
you know.
It's not like Nick Saban who's like, unfair. It's unfair.
Yeah. Hey, a guy that has 6 national championships, nobody really wants to hear about that, right?
Nope.
Exactly.
Nope. What else you got, Robbie?
They give us a chance to substitute. The Miami Heat, they are back in action tonight.
Yes. Two nights?
Two nights.
Okay.
I mean, they are playing the next two nights.
Yeah. But I don't understand why they've had 3 back-to-backs so far.
Yep.
And then they have like the 4
and then they have a month off. Like, come on, man.
But they have a lot of games this week. We got today, tomorrow, and Friday.
But they have to. You know what they should do? They should go 3-week game, 4-game week, and figure it out, and then work the days in during the season where you don't ever. No team gets 3 or 4 days off, and you could either have another break, right? So if I'm basketball, I say Super Bowl week we're gonna take as like a bye week for everybody. And maybe have a couple of games, but not really have a whole bunch of games. They do full load during Super Bowl week. Don't even do it. Play your games and have a break then. You have a break then and then have All-Star break, and you don't have to have these back-to-backs. It's ridiculous.
Still no line, by the way. Come on, it's been 2 hours.
I thought I saw an Odd Shark. I thought it was 4.5 right now, Robbie.
Well, Odd Shark is. I guess they could tell you where to go bet. You can't really bet on Odd Shark. So, but some of the sites I've used, they have not posted a line yet. But you know what? I'll give Odd Shark a little look see.
You're right. They put what's called a consensus spread.
Okay, yes.
So it's not an actual spread, and I don't see them on their actual. Like you're right. Like on Bovada, Bet Online, all that stuff. They don't have an official line out, but I guess what they feel is it's going to be somewhere around 4.5.
And the Odd Shark's usually right about this stuff, by the way. So take it for me with a ballpark line, Toronto -4.5.
It's about right.
That's about right. They're at home. Favorite. Right. No Goran tonight. Out with a Goran injury. Groin injury.
A Goran groin. A Goron.
Somebody say, bring back Rick. He's swag free and won't disturb a cocoon.
Rick's loving life right now, man. Because have you seen him since he had?
Oh, he hasn't shaved.
No, well, his beard. Yeah, he's got
like Santa Claus.
He's got a beard, and he is lean since he had his heart attack. That dude's lost a lot of weight.
Well, yeah, because he's eating right now.
He's eating right, and he's looking lean and mean.
Hey, by the way,
just like that, the butterfly when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon, it's got to fight its way out.
I just love you in the background. You can't even contain your laughter.
Excuse me? Cocoons, butterflies? We asked a football question. Hey, it's easier to recruit at FSU than at Penn State. FSU also has 3 national championships since Penn State has won anything. What I'll say to you is this. When it comes to universities, Penn State is much bigger and has more resources. And that's what coaches look for. Money, resources, the ability to hire coaches, the ability to do all those things.
Right.
So,
I mean, look, the same arguments you can make for FSU, you can make for Miami. Like the idea of you have the recruiting bed and accolades of what their program has
done.
Nobody's
going here, though.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you were to make the same things of people saying you would go to FSU to be the head coach because of South Florida recruiting or Florida recruiting, mm-hmm. as opposed to Northeast recruiting, I get that. But like Penn State, what do they have? 100,000 people that go to every game,
right? Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, stop. The resources are unbelievable at Penn State.
I'm just glad that Butch Davis is not a Florida State shortlist.
Me too. I tell you what, if Butch took the FSU job, I'd be worried. I'd be absolutely worried.
Oh, they win like the next 10. They win the next 10 years in a row.
Now mind you, they did just go lose to Marshall. Like, you know, but
whoa.
Marshall's good.
No. They lost to Marshall after beating the Canes. That's the thing that has to sting when you're a Canes fan.
Okay. It was on the road. They were big underdogs at Marshall, but yes, it still stinks.
Fine. It okay. Their fourth greatest athlete is Hassan Whiteside. Okay. So to me, I look at that, and if you're a Canes program, and you look, Marshall just did what we couldn't
Who's
do.
Who's the other three?
Chad Pennington, Randy Moss, Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich.
Those are the only 4 Marshall
athletes. I think Ahmad Bradshaw. Didn't he go to Marshall?
Maybe. Those are the only four I can name. I just put a song at the bottom of the list.
Right, because he went there. All right.
What else you got, Robbie?
And the Marlins, they made up a couple pickups yesterday, claiming Jesus Aguilar from the Rays, and they also claimed Jonathan Villar from the Orioles. They did have to trade a prospect to the Orioles and take on his $10 million for one season.
Yeah, well, Jonathan Villar is going to realize that Marlins Park is quite big.
It is.
Although, look, if you're fast, like if you're a fast guy, like
it's,
like
it's
he
VR,
is,
not PR. Like I know.
I meant VR. If you're a fast guy, like him, hit him in the gap. That's a good situation for him. But the 24 home runs, that's going to plummet. That's a plummet.
And the Orioles are a very hitter-friendly ballpark. And same thing with Milwaukee, where Jesus Aguilar had his career year in Milwaukee in 2018, hitting 35 home runs. Not the same since.
There's only one person this place has been a home run. That's been Stanton, and he's an all world power guy.
When healthy,
and he also misses a lot.
He does. He whiffs. But I'm sorry, like as far as a ballpark being able to contain, you can't contain that strength.
No, he broke the scoreboard, didn't he?
Yep.
First year it opened.
Yep. But if you're last in OPS, you're last in on-base percentage, you're second to last in, or you know, second, third to last in the National League in bat, you got to fix some things.
You
with
need
your
some
offense.
Power. You need something. Some power. Something.
Like they had two awful stretches this year in the midst of the season that
buried them.
Like, buried them. Terrible stuff. So, you know,
Dolphins. They signed Eric Rowe to a 3-year, $18 million contract extension with $7 million of it guaranteed.
Good for him, man.
They locked up him and Hearns already.
They locked up Hearns. And what were the other ones? It was Jakeem Grant got an extension before the year. Jesse Davis got an extension before the year. And then Xavier Howard's been hurt.
It's no big money except for Xavier Howard.
Yep. You all right?
Button.
That'd be nice.
They're right outside the door.
Right outside the door.
Ooh. Go grab it.
White chocolate didn't go to
He went to Marshall before he went to Florida because Billy Donovan was a coach at Marshall. And then when Billy Donovan went to Florida, White Chocolate went with him.
Okay. All right. Hassan Whiteside, fifth greatest athlete in Marshall history.
You can keep moving him down.
Yep, keep moving him down.
And I believe White Chocolate played with Randy Moss. They played basketball at Marshall.
Yes. Randy didn't play basketball. Did he play basketball?
Well, they were both in the same area in West Virginia. Right. And I think they came from the same high school playing basketball.
Right.
And Randy Moss, he went to Florida State first, or then he went to Marshall.
All right, we'll get into a little bit of the Heat matchup tonight. They got the Toronto Raptors. Nice little Eastern Conference matchup for your Miami Heat. And it could really turn into a nice road trip and shutting a lot of people up. We'll get to that next. Oh, yeah, baby. Your Miami Heat back in action tonight. The Heat are taking on the Toronto Raptors. Big-time matchup for the Heat. Raptors have been awesome this year, man. This is not an easy walk for the Heat. And, you know, when you're this much of the season, you definitely don't want to say that the Raptors are fluky. And Pascal Siakam is on the up and up. So they don't feel like a team that's going to be going away this year. So you credit to them. And look, they got a lot of good guys on that team, man. I know they lost Kawhi Leonard, which, look, I think that this is a team in Toronto that definitely could go back to having a few struggles in the postseason. Like, I don't necessarily think just because they have a good record right now that you look upon them as one of the favorites in the East, because it's going to be different with Siakam as the guy. So it's almost a little bit like I think there'll be some there could be some battles as far as like just taking over and having that different role and all the focus on you. But as far as him being night in, night out, young buck who put up all those kinds of numbers, that doesn't mean that they can't equate to having a great regular season.
They were really
record.
Good. I believe they were like 17-5 without Kawhi Leonard last year.
Yeah, they could, like if you look at their roster and the rest of it, those aren't bums. Like these are all guys that you're like, yeah, that guy contributed to their championship. That guy contributed to their championship. So yeah, you're not gonna have that go to guy. So if you get into a battle with a guy like Jimmy Butler going shot for shot, that's where you're gonna miss a Kawhi Leonard. Because Pascal Siakam's just getting into that mold, but him flourishing all the time in the regular season, that for sure is something dangerous.
And
then
the Raptors last year wrecked the Heat. They set a 3-point record against the Heat they in that game.
Yeah.
So yeah, just pointing it out. In that game, Kawhi Leonard did not play in that game, and they set a franchise record for 3-pointers made in a game.
Van Vliet.
Yeah.
Van Vliet.
Anunoby.
Anunoby. Still got your boy your boy Serge Ibaka, allegedly 23 years old or whatever the hell he is.
He's been 23 for 8 years. Bro, you've been in the league for 10 years. You can't still be 23.
They claim right now on Wikipedia that he's 30.
He's been in the league for 17 years.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying with Serge Ibaka right now. So
I think one of the funniest things ever was when Dan asked him, "Hey, don't you have like seven names?" He goes, "No."
No. No. What are you talking about,
and
man?
And then Dan followed it up by saying the seven names. After he said no, he goes, "That's not my name."
But they've been rolling right now. Right now they're in the midst of a 7-game win streak. They just kicked the crap out of the Jazz.
I mean, look, I think a lot of teams in the East have benefited from the same thing. They've been beating the brakes off of bad teams.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's definitely a vast divide in the East right now.
So at some point, now they're going to start playing each other,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll see, okay, where everybody is. Now, the best win of all these teams, I mean, Miami beat Houston.
They beat Milwaukee.
Beat Milwaukee.
Those are super hot right now.
Yep.
Right.
Milwaukee's crazy. Giannis is in, you know, doing Giannis things.
Now he's making threes.
But nobody remembers that win. Listen, like it's funny where everybody's like, "Well, the Heat haven't beat anybody good." It's like, all right, I guess.
They beat Washington and they beat Milwaukee.
They've beaten the last two MVPs, and they did one of them without Jimmy Butler. So I guess we just forget about that. But
no, we do. And but again, now, you know, whoever thought, like, it's weird. Would you even consider Toronto being in this position without Kawhi?
I'm very surprised.
But Siakam is a star.
Yes, he is.
He is a star.
Yeah. This is a league that's blossoming with a lot of young stars are coming through this year, you know, with Siakam and Luka and all that stuff. Like,
right.
It feels like there's a bit of a, you know, I think a lot of people wanted to put like Trae Young and Devin Booker in those categories. And
Trae Young is,
they got off to nice starts and they're still doing it, but their teams aren't good. Like Siakam is helping his team do winning right
didn't
now.
Didn't Trae Young just score 50?
Yeah, they slump busted on the Warriors.
Bro, the Warriors.
Wait. Look, I hate for guys to have their stars get hurt or whatever. But you got to kind of smile and feel just happy for Draymond Green. Because he can't talk trash now.
No.
Like, everybody's saying
I think he probably talks trash to his teammates.
No, I watch the games. He don't say nothing to nobody. Him and Steve Kerr just hanging out. Hang in there, big fella.
You know what was funny? When I went to the Warriors game this past week, you know, a lot of these guys, they get out there early to warm up. Like Tyler Hero's out there. He's warming up probably 2 hours before tip-off.
Right.
A lot of guys get out there early. Draymond Green, I saw him warm up 10 minutes before the game. He still had his sweats on. not like his sweats with his jersey under. Like he had like his sweatpants with the shorts, the hoodie on. He's getting like 10. He's like, let me get a little sweat in before this game starts on up. Bricking everything, by the way. You know, he's just along for the ride. But anyway, so tonight Heat are going to be in action. No Goran Dragic. That's a tough go. But we have one of the great things that was about this last one against the Brooklyn Nets was how clutch Jimmy Butler was. I mean, that dude, he came through. Goran was great too. But Jimmy, he did something that you weren't able to have last year, which is give it to a guy on the reg who can go and carry you to wins. Like Dwayne Wade, he had the game winner against Golden State, and he can give you from time to time. But Dwayne Wade was 37 last year. 37. And you were hoping it was going to be Jay Rich. But look, Jay Rich is more in the system, catch and shoot, be in the flow of the offense. Giving him the ball at the end of games, not his thing. You want to know why? Can't stay in bounds. Jimmy Butler stays very in bounds. Throws his head at the rim, and he gets to the free throw line. He had a huge clutch three-pointer right at the end of a shot clock in a crazy scenario. Like, he was just hitting really, really big shots for Miami left and right. Here's a little Jimmy Butler after the game. After the win yesterday against 2 days ago against the Brooklyn Nets, which for some reason was on at the same time as the Dolphins game.
I know whenever, you know, the fourth quarter rolls around, it may be my time to take some good shots, some bad shots, get to the line. But I think that my teammates, my coaches, my organization, they have a lot of trust in me to be able to do that. So hopefully it never comes down to that. But when it does, I got to be able to pull through for my guys.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like, everybody's talking about the unselfishness and, you know, it's not a guy with some of the gaudy numbers that you're seeing offensively around the league right now of guys leading and scoring. Like, Jimmy Butler's not averaging 19 points a game yet. as far as the season's concerned. But like getting everybody involved and knowing who the guy is, you know it's him. That's what they want him here for, is the guy to be the alpha, to be the guy who's going to come through for them when it matters most. And that's and he's taking that temperature. He's known when those moments are, and most of those moments have been on the road. There also just hasn't been a lot of close games. Like, they've had two close games, one in overtime against the Bucks, and then this past game. Mm-hmm. Most of these games are either they've either kicked the crap out of everybody at home, or they've gotten the doors blown off them on the road games. You know, they showed some guts in the Houston game, but he didn't play in that game. He was sick. He had the bubble guts, as he admitted yesterday to Jason Jackson. Or 2 days ago. Keeps confusing my days.
By the way, Toronto beat L.A. in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they're good, man.
They're good.
They're a good team.
But are they?
Thank you. I feel good. Had the bubble guts for a long time, so I'm back in the building.
Hey, Leroy not leaving his house if it's too bad. Bubble guts.
Done. Is that why he didn't play at Houston? Because he couldn't go in public. He had to go to stay at his house. That's why he couldn't go play in the game in Houston.
Hey,
was the Houston?
Never gonna get mad at a person for feeling that way. These nasty bathrooms on planet.
Remember
Earth.
When Hassan Whiteside left the bench in the third quarter because he had the bubble guts last year, and everybody got mad, thought he just stormed off because he was mad about playing time.
How are you supposed to leave when hold up a sign? Not leaving early. I got the bubble guts. The BGs. Hey, I make a phone call home.
Instead of
send a text. 911. That means get out the way.
Clear it out.
Don't say hi. It's an emergency. I'm going straight to the bathroom.
It's that's funny, man.
Staying alive.
Hey, listen, to say that to a stadium full of people though. You know you got no worries. Everybody's just happy to have you.
I mean, is there anything?
What do you have? Diarrhea? There's no biggie. All right, listen. Jimmy Butler can have as much bubble guts as he wants.
All right.
No worries. Whatever you need. But I get. Have you ever played a game with a tummy ache?
Yeah.
Like a bad one?
Yeah.
What happened?
Held it.
What?
Me and my body have an understanding.
You tell your body not now.
You have the Mark Jackson.
Like there's been a couple like twice in the history of Intercom. I've been here since 2008, right? Twice.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a place where you like. If you had to get up and go right now, I know there's a bathroom down the hall.
I've never had to leave a field playing football.
Never in my life. Never had to do the Izzo.
No.
You didn't leave the show one time.
Did I?
No, that's different. This bathroom, and I had to go to a private bathroom because I knew it was going to get medieval up in there.
You're not going to use the one that we all share?
Like Kenny, man.
It's like, hey, what's that shower going on?
No, Kenny came up to me. I was going in. He says, hey, number one or number two, because I got to go. Dude, I'm not dropping the heater. I'm not dropping the heater right across from Power 96.
Let's hear a little bit more from Jimmy Butler. This was some more of him after the win, discussing how the team is coming
Somebody
through.
Somebody said, what's the bubble guts?
Coming in and instilling a win on the road, no matter where it is important. You build confidence off of it. But it's crazy because we still got two really good teams at that. So let's try to stack them up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let me tell you something right now. You know how froggy I'm going to be if they come and take both these games?
Oh.
Woo.
Woo.
With overrated ass Brad Stevens too. Oh, I can't wait. You know that campaign's coming through, by the way. People can't decide on Brad Stevens. They're just waiting to coronate him again. Because everybody's like, oh, no, Brad. You had expectations last year, but you had Kyrie, and he's the coach killer. It's okay, Brad. We love you, Bradley. You got this. No. We all saw when Brad Stevens has expectations, the dude sucks. Dude sucks, all right? So now that you're going to come all cutesy-wootsy with your team that maybe there'll be a 4-seed, 5-seed. Oh, look at Brad Stevens. He's got him back right. Great coach, genius again. No. Never forget that in the entire choice of the coaching realm, all of them, ESPN ranked Belichick 1,
oh, my God.
Brad Stevens 2. Never won a thing in his life. Not a trophy. Not at any level. All right? I don't count that Final Four. There's no trophies for making it to the finals of a championship. You win the championship. Brad Stevens, when he has expectations, bum. Just so it's known. Just want to clear, Leroy. Dude sucks.
He was number two out of, across four major sports.
Sports, Leroy.
Current coaches or all time?
No. Current coaches. Not Greg Popovich.
Not Greg Popovich.
Not Greg Popovich. Okay.
Not Spo.
Not Coach K.
Oh, even college?
Sports.
Wow.
And he was number two.
Two. Not Nick Saban?
No. Brad Stevens.
You could have said bleeping. I would have been okay.
Dude sucks.
The ultimate coach draft from 50 Sports.
Oh, my God.
That's the article.
Somebody said Leroy has Mayday signal for household to clear the runway to the throne for crash landing.
Texter writes in, boys going to the Clippers Trailblazers game tonight in L.A. What should I scream at Hassan? I mean, koi fish, isn't it? Isn't that the way you go?
Oh, no. What's the cat's name?
Oh.
S'mores.
S'mores. He'll probably like it.
Along with does this guy not follow us?
Hmm?
Is it first time to the show?
What?
What is the bubble guts? I can't even explain. You can't, like.
Damn it. I'm on the stupid coaches list. By the way, this was made back in 2018. You know who was number 12 on this list?
Who?
I'll tell you who was number 12. This guy.
Quinville?
Yeah. The Blackhawks at the time.
I'm a little mad at Quinville. I'll tell you why next.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Robbie rocking along. We already gave away the Santa's Enchanted Forest tickets, so please stop calling. Our phone is melting right now.
No, I'm not. So just for them, so they're not freaking out, like, you know, calling nonstop trying to win the tickets.
Yeah, there's nothing.
I don't care. It's for them.
There's nothing to win right now. We have more to give away the rest of the week. So,
and we do get the five finger death punch to give away later on in the show.
Right. So I was telling you guys before the break, I'm a little mad at Quinville. All right, and listen. I like Quinville. He's got a mustache.
You better like him. He'd kick your ass.
Oh, he would kick my ass.
Just looking at you.
Yeah, he's definitely got that look to him. But, you know, our boy's Bob. That's our guy.
Yeah. Oh, now.
That's our guy, okay?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we love him. He's sat down with us. We've done four interviews with him. He's got the beautiful Russian voice. Signed a $70 million contract before the year.
And can't even play every game.
Well, it's not can. I mean, like, they don't play on back-to-backs. It's not goalie.
He can't play well every game.
Okay, listen.
Just saying.
He's had a couple. Does he give up nearly four goals a game? Yes. But.
I mean, we got mad at Luongo for that.
Okay, but Luongo, we just thought he was past his prime.
Yeah, this guy gets paid $70 million. That's a good excuse getting old.
Listen.
You can't be a goalie and give up four goals a game and be getting paid $70 million. Sorry.
But don't you think he's going to turn it around?
Okay, but it's coach's job to win.
Okay.
Were you supposed to get, what, five more losses before he turns it around?
All right. But here's the
thing.
Maybe
he's trying to ignite something under his tail.
So they sent Montembeau down. They bring up this guy, Chris Drieger. All right? Chris Drieger comes up first game, shutout. Shutout.
How many shots does
He has one.
Okay.
He has one shutout.
So it took him
against one of the worst teams in the league.
He took him one game.
Look, all right. Drieger comes up here. I don't like the fact that Quinville, he's talking him up to high praise, which is cool. That's fine. Obviously, rookie, feel good for him. He seems to be mentioning the size thing a lot, and I don't like that. All right. We know that Bob's not the biggest guy in the world. He's 6'1 on a good day. Lean. Hey. Lean.
He's built like a basketball player, let's be honest.
I would even, what I mean?
Baseball?
Yeah. Okay. He's built like a gymnast, quite frankly. He's lean, he's flexible as hell. So Drieger comes up, shuts that ass down. First NHL start, Leroy. But he's like, but this damn Quinville. He goes, yeah, big. And you just tell this Quinville, he's a man's man. He's bigger than Bobrovsky as far as height-wise is concerned. Probably, from a broad standpoint is concerned too. And so you bring up this rook. He's a wall the first game. And now they got another game tonight. He's going to go with them.
Hey, somebody said, Bob about to be other goalie. And
okay.
Tobin, just stop, dude. You're slurping of Bobrovsky. It's getting uncomfortable.
Listen, I know. But I love him.
I know.
I've had so much fun speaking with this guy every couple of weeks.
He's about to have more time. It's his own doing. You can't get mad at somebody. There's no he's doing it to himself.
He's not Udonis Haslam.
I understand there's no company policy. But he's
wait. You want me to lighten up on a goalie? If it was any other person, you'd be killing him. You're getting paid $70 million. You're giving up 4 goals a game. We cut you some slack early on, but it didn't stop.
Yeah, but how is it that the first game comes? Now the defense has got, first of all, they got Weegs back. They got Weegs back that game. And then Strawman comes up, hasn't had a damn goal all year. Then Strawman comes up, lights it up, gets a couple goals for the Panthers out of nowhere.
Hey,
this is bad circumstances.
Can I ask you a question? I want to be on that side.
What?
That side that can do no wrong with you. What does it take?
My guys?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, holy smokes.
I mean,
wait, any other goalie in the world, peewee, high school, little league, other goalie in the world giving up 4 goals a game, you would be tearing apart.
I mean, Leary, you got to probably have an accent, but last time you tried it, it was...
He is lifting weights.
But this was what Drieger said. This is Drieger. This is from The Athletic, George Richards, who's a great Panthers reporter. He says that on Saturday night, everybody hugged and celebrated with him. Even the guy that replaced Sergei Bobrovsky came over from his spot at the end of the bench to hug and tap the stick with some kind words. Drieger says, quote, he's the best in the world. He's the man. So it's pretty cool coming from a guy like that to give you a little props. It was pretty special. And now I'm taking his job.
Hey.
And from those who want to know what the other goalie thing is, the last time I talked to Bob, he does this thing where he does the push-ups at practice, where he gives the push-ups on the ice when something goes awry in practice. And he goes, well, we're supposed to both do me and other goalie. And he wouldn't call Montembeau by his name. He kept calling him other goalie. But what happens when you are other goalie? Do you think, like... That's got to be weird, though. Like, what's it going to be like if he's on that bench and this Drieger just... Do you think he's rooting against him?
No. I mean, if...
Like, one game
if
is
If Bob
cute.
Had been 25% better, the Panthers would be in first place. Yeah. Think about that. No. It's a fact. Say if he only gave up 3 goals a game instead of 4. They'd be in first place. Now... If I told you that and didn't tell you who the people were, you'd have been like, get his ass out of there.
Did I scream that at Montembeau when they lost to Buffalo? Perhaps.
Right.
And
right.
I'm glad he's in Springfield now. Hit the bricks.
Yeah, but the other guy's better.
They don't stop talking about this Quinville. Every time he talks about him, the size and the goal. Enough already, Quinville. We get it. You're a sizist. He's a sizist.
Well, you don't have to move as much if you're bigger in net.
He's not drafting Kyler Murray number 1 overall.
Oh, no.
No, he's drafting Ryan Leaf.
He wants prototype. Although we were just watching on TV, we were looking at Get Up, and we were watching this Dan Orlovsky next to Tannenbaum, who I saw at the Heat game last Friday, by the way. I didn't call him a bum because his kids were with him. But I did do a double take down the old bowels of the arena. I was like, that Tannenbaum? What the hell is he doing here?
Steve Kerr, his former client.
Oh!
I just realized that right now. I
good call, Robbie. Good call. Steve Kerr, who I like because he gave a lot of props to Udonis Haslam. This Orlovsky, he's standing next to this.
When did he give props to Udonis Haslam?
Steve Kerr?
Yeah, recently?
We talked about this yesterday.
Oh.
Gave him props before the game.
Man.
He was giving a few
effusive
praise.
Just saying, he's not even playing.
No. That.
Minus one.
First of all, a Warriors reporter asked him about Udonis Haslam.
Okay. That's fine.
And
I remember.
He just went on and on with his praise about UD. So the guys play their asses off for him. He's the standard of consistency.
Probably the only guy he could recognize on the team because they played
minus
against each
one.
Other.
You know what, man? Listen.
In 1985.
But I was just...
Minus one.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Udonis played with a guy who got punched by Michael Jordan. Was that Steve Kerr that got knocked out?
Yes, yeah. It was.
So,
he didn't, though. It's full circle
because now Michael Jordan's jersey is retired.
No, he didn't play in that era. Okay.
Minus one.
He didn't play when Jordan.
What I said was, and I quote, Udonis, right? Or Steve Kerr. I mean, Udonis played against a guy who got knocked out in practice by Michael Jordan. Didn't say he played against Michael Jordan. Did he not? Is that not an accurate assessment? Is it not what I said factual? Did Michael Jordan not knock out Steve Kerr in practice?
He did knock him out in practice.
Okay, did Udonis play against Steve Kerr?
He did, but he...
Okay,
not in that era, different times.
That's all I said. That means either Steve Kerr became coach when he was 20, or Udonis is about 40 and still playing basketball.
Minus one.
That's all it was saying.
Anyway, from The Athletic, they say, as for what's next on the goaltending front, don't be surprised if Driedger gets another shot to start Tuesday against the Minnesota Wild. They have morning skate a little bit later today. Quinville says, we're going to talk about it. Yeah, he's already decided. He's a sizist.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Based on what you've seen so far from Bobrovsky and this new guy,
I've seen one game.
Okay, shutout. You think he should get another chance? Based on what you've seen.
So you're
facts only. We're only using facts, not feel good.
Okay.
Facts, not feel good.
Let me set this up for you, though. What's more important?
Wins.
Fair. However, is it more important to win the next game or to win the contract of Bobrovsky, who signed for the next 6 years?
Listen, you can't win three in a row unless you win two in a row. So the most important thing is win the next game.
Look, this is
he'll deal with it. He's going to be here 6 years. And?
Robbie, are you supposed to be coaching a man? I thought you had his back.
You don't coach Bob.
I thought you had his back.
You don't give a guy $70 million and then you got to coach him?
He says not many people understand the goalie. Only one person understands the goalie. That's the goalie coach and maybe Luongo every time and again. Clearly not the other goalie because he calls him other goalie.
It was my call.
The other goalie, maybe you say he accepts coaching well because he just came in to town and got a shutout.
Man. Headlines.
How many shots did Bob got?
He got one.
In how many games?
Like 20.
Okay.
20 games.
Okay, let's give the kid another shot.
I don't like this. Been very
it's an 82 game season.
Been very good to our
82
show.
82 games. Right. We're not even halfway yet.
Yeah, Robbie is in my corner. You know, he's a goalie coach, and I usually have a really good relationship with the goalie coach. You know,
see, Robbie's coaching him up.
Good relationship. I wonder how a relationship goes when you average four goals
against a game. No, listen, we're Team Bob on this team. All right,
we are.
We're Team Bob on this.
I'm Team Bob, but I'm also tired of being Team 5 points out.
Well.
So how can we get those two to work in together? Stop more goals, right?
Stopping more goals would be ideal.
That would fix everything. Where does that rank in the NHL?
I don't want to talk about that.
No, yes, you do.
I don't want
Robbie,
to talk about that.
Where does that rank in the NHL?
I have some latest updates. I mean,
we're just trying to keep it real.
I haven't seen the latest stats.
Look, you can like a guy and hold him accountable.
I don't want to talk about what his save percentage is.
Now I got to look up hockey stats.
I don't want to talk about what his save percentage is. With the qualifying goalies, all right. So can you just knock it off?
Save.
It's not important.
Percentage.
You don't need to look it up, Leroy. Okay.
No. I'll get it for you right after this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.